Oh. Oh, that's awesome. Welcome to our series about movies. And what we do is show a movie on Friday and come back and talk a little bit about it on Wednesday. We love doing that. We like movies and we love our community. And it's just a way for us to have a little bit of a dialogue with our community about some of the big, important things in life. What a story that is. That I love movies like that. I love when, you know, the guy finishes strong and the journey to get there is just a fantastic movie. The name of the movie is Tyson's Run. He's an autistic 15-year-old boy with very unique challenges. He decided to run that race to sort of win the approval of his father. He started public school. And he made friends with the track coach, and he began training for the marathon. And there's some great takeaways from this movie. A lot we can learn and get some advice for our lives. Well, one of the takeaways I'd like to put on the board right up front, here's what I want you to remember as we come through this very, very short lesson tonight. I want you to remember that you can run a good race. You can run a good race. Say that with me. I can run a good race. I want you to know that it is possible that you can run a good race. That's true. And I'm talking about more than just running. I'm talking about the race that we all run, whether you got out today and ran or jogged or even walked. We all are running a race called life. We're all running a race called life. Life is a lot like a race, especially a long race like a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not a dash. It's not a 100-yard or a 50-yard dash. Life is a long race, much like a marathon. Now, you would never think so by looking at me, but do you know I have completed 2 marathons and a half marathon? How many of you are surprised by that? You should, well, let me improve it to you. Here's my marathon medal I got at Disney. This is solid gold. My time at Disney was, you know, did I knock off my mic? There, how's that? Some marathon runners, I think, I don't know what, a couple hours or something, something. Mine was 5 hours and 12 minutes, and I was thrilled, okay? I wanted to beat, that thing is scratching my neck now. I wanted to beat 5 hours, and I just couldn't do it. And then this is when we lived out east, and then I went to Baltimore and really tried. My time was even longer, and it hurt a lot more. And so I stopped marathon runs. But, you know, I'm pretty proud of that I did that, because it's, you know, it's kind of a tough thing to do in three ways. First of all, it takes a long time to get ready for a marathon. Two, it kind of hurts at a certain point. You know, you're at mile 23 and 24, and you're thinking, what am I doing? But just the mental, you know, the mental part, too, is kind of hard. So it's hard physically. It's kind of hard mentally, and you have to train a long time for it. I am not good at running in. I can't run somewhere and run back. It's just too discouraging. I can't really even run a big loop very well. So I had a friend who would pick to train. He would pick me up in the morning really early and take me 20 miles from the house, and I would have to run back. That would be the only way I could mentally face having a 20-mile training run. The night before, I would leave all these little snacks and little bottles of water, and I knew where they were, and that's how I did it. And this says 2005, so what is that? Like almost 17 years ago, I completed a marathon. So you can look at a race like a marathon and learn a lot about some good principles of life. You have to plan ahead. You have to keep going when you want to quit. You shouldn't get discouraged if you look over and someone's running faster or passes you. And need to run your race. Do your best. Make your plans. Make your adjustments. Run your race. That's true of running a marathon, and all those things I just said are true of life. Live your life. Don't live someone else's life. Don't always look and see how this person's doing. Sometimes life gets hard, and you just gotta keep going, even though sometimes it hurts or it's hard. You gotta keep going. So whoever you are, whatever you have done, wherever you have been, whatever situation you are in, whatever you are facing, you can run a good race. It's not too late to run a good race. You haven't done anything so bad or so terrible that you have blown your race. You still can run a good race. That word race shows up 4 times in the Bible. 2 in the New Testament and 2 in the Old Testament. The ones in the New Testament are probably a little more familiar. In fact, one of the times is the verse that ended that clip. Let's go ahead and read that together. Look, if you would, at 2 Corinthians 9:24. Paul says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain." So Paul says everyone's in life is, it's like running a race. He calls the race of life a race. And you can run a good race and win, but according to this, it's also possible to run a bad race. So you want to run a good race. You want to, at the end of your life, you want to look back and say, you know, I ran a good race. I made some mistakes, some things I wish I hadn't have done, but overall, I ran a good race. You want to be able to say that. The next one is maybe a little more famous. I think Pastor Adam talked about this passage not too long ago. At least reference it. It's in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race," there it is, "that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So Paul said, the author of Hebrews says, run that race of life. Run it. Run it well. Lay aside the things in your life that might slow you down. Lay aside those things that would trip you up, those temptations. Lay those aside so you can run well. Those things, they might seem like they're good things, but it's not worth stopping you in the race. Run the race. And Paul says, as you run, look unto Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and that's how you'll run a good race. Don't look at the potholes that would trip you up. Don't look and see how fast anyone else is running or where they're going or what they're wearing, anything like that. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and you'll run a good race. Maybe you say, "Mike, how do I run a good race?" That's how. Just look, keep looking at Jesus. You may not feel like you're going fast. You may not feel like you're going as well as anyone else, but as long as you are looking to Jesus, you are running a good race. Hebrews 12 tells us that. It's going to be easy and tempting to look at what other people are doing, but look to Jesus. I like how the Bible compares our life to a race. It didn't compare it to a lot of other things that it could have. It didn't compare it to being an engineer or playing the piano or playing basketball or doing something really special. And I think I know why. You take playing the piano. You may want to play the piano, and you may practice, but not everyone can play the piano, right? You take singing. I like singing. I sing a lot when I'm in the car, but I'm not a good singer. In fact, if I started singing right now, y'all wouldn't like it very much. It's just not very good, right? It doesn't matter how I try or practice. I just don't have that gift. It's a very special thing. Now, you're like me, some of you. Some of you are good singers, and some of you are like me. You make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's what you do. You make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You take playing basketball. Not everyone can do that, right? So my uncle is a legendary coach who lived in South Missouri, and he said some funny things. He said a lot of things I could never say from the Esquire stage, in fact. He had that kind of big personality. And one of the things I never forget that he said, we were in the gym once, and he said, Mike, look at this guy. He said, you know what I learned from him? There is nothing more beautiful than someone who can really play basketball, and there's nothing uglier than someone who can't, right? That's what he said. And what he's saying is, not everyone can do that. It's special. But you take a race. Getting from here to here, we can do that. You can do that. Now, some of us have different circumstances. Some of us may need help from other people. Some of us may need special tools. But we could pretty much all get, we're all here tonight. We came here from somewhere, right? We can get from point A to point B. So we can track with what the Bible says about getting from point A to point B fast, as quickly as we can. Run the race. I like that. That tells me that we can run a good race. The Bible picked that for a reason. A good race is available to you. Doesn't matter about your past. Jesus is bigger than your past. It doesn't matter a decision that you made or a relationship that didn't work out. Something in your past that's tripped you up and maybe someone makes you feel guilty about, that shouldn't stop you from running a good race. That's why the word race is used, because that's available to us. We know how to get from point A to point B. I can't do much in the kitchen. I'm not a good baker. I'm not a good singer. There are lots of things I can't do, but I can get from here to here. And I think that's what the Bible is saying. So I want to talk about one person here. We'll be done. Her name is Marie Dorothy Buter. This lady was born in St. Louis in 1930. When she was 23, she decided to become a nun. And that was her career for a long time, 20 years. And that's a pretty long time to do something. 20 years she was a nun. But when she was 48, so 25 years later, she had a long talk with Father John, and she was thinking about ways she could exercise more. And she thought maybe at 48 it was too late in life to get serious about exercising. But Father John really encouraged her. He was a champion in her life, and he believed in her, and so she began to exercise. There was a path by where she worked, and the path had a lot of sunny spots and a lot of shady spots. And how she started was she was in her nun outfit. I don't know what it's called. Her nun, you know, just in her work habit. Yeah. I have a bad habit of forgetting that. So, and what she would do is she would go down the path, and everywhere it was shady, she would walk. But everywhere it was sunny, she would run. And that's how she started, only a few minutes a day. And she was really excited about the exercise plan. Then she became really dedicated, and in her late 40s and early 50s, she trained more and more, and she did her first race, only nun in the race. She didn't know if it was legal or not, but she did it anyway. And she met some people, and they wanted her to come and train with them. And she then ran her first triathlon at 52. Now, a triathlon is a short bike and swim and run. So you do all three, and she did it and completed it and had a really, really successful race. She heard there was another group then that did something called an Ironman. Now, an Ironman is a lot harder than a triathlon. Here's what an Ironman is. An Ironman, you start off with a 2.4-mile swim. Then you hop on a bike and pedal for 112 miles. And after all that, you run a marathon. A marathon is almost like from here to Lowe's, right? That is a long distance. And she did that. She completed an Ironman under the 17-hour limit. Amazing. But she kept going, and she completed 45 Ironmans in her life. The last one was in 2012 at age 82. That's amazing. You would never know it by looking at her. But she ran the race and kept going, and with the right encouragement, she did amazing things. I have two things I want to tell you, and I'm done. First of all, hey, run your race well. Maybe not an Ironman or a triathlon, or maybe not even a path where it's shady and sunny. But run your race of life well. You can do that. No matter what is in your past, you still can run a good race. The second thing I'd like to say, hey, maybe you could be like that, like Father John in someone's life. Maybe you could encourage someone in your life to keep going. Maybe they're thinking about giving up on something, a dream or a relationship or some opportunity, or maybe just giving up on church, maybe giving up on praying. Maybe they feel like God isn't listening. Encourage that person to go on. Keep going. Keep pushing on. Not give up. And run a good race. Father, we love you. Thank you for Jesus. And Lord, help us above all, no matter what we're doing, how hard it is, how easy it is, how good or tough it is, for us to keep looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's my prayer tonight. We love you, and it's in His name we ask this. Amen. Before you leave tonight, we have a preview of next Friday and then next Wednesday. Here it comes.